Nemisa Radio.
Anyway, we're moving on to other things. Now we're moving on to online banking, Tando. Yeah. A lot of people have been worried last week. There's a bank that decided to change how they look. And Sana, people were like, what's going on?
Sana.
Wow.
You, like, how... If you use that bank, like, tell me honestly, how would you have felt? Like, you're trying to log in and you're seeing it, like, look absolutely different. Like, the user face, like, the interface is different. Like,
yo, you know what's sad? Yeah. The thing is, for those like me who don't have money during the month, so we don't have time to go on our apps and check if the app had changed or anything.
Yeah.
So we rely on the internet, especially with Twitter.
Yeah.
So you go on Twitter and you find that this particular bank is trending.
Yeah.
And you're trying to check, and people are mad. They're like, "Why would you change without even letting us know?" So I was like, "Okay, let me go in." But now I'm in a taxi. I'm sitting next to someone. They're eyedropping whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to remember. Okay, but if I open my app, it won't show the balance.
Yeah.
But now people are saying it has changed. What if it shows the balance and the zeros are there? And you're sitting to this beautiful woman, and like, so now you can explain why you have zeros in your account. So a lot of people have been worried.
What is Jaleb? To be honest with you, I first didn't look at it as a big deal.
Yeah.
Because maybe I thought, you know, they're like, surprise. But at the back of my mind, I'm like, guys, how could you just do that, like, unannounced to Sana? How do you give, like, your company a whole new face beat and you don't tell its consumers?
How did you find out?
How did I find... Honestly, I found out... Okay, I'm going to spill my secrets. No, I'm not. I'm going to spill my secrets on the internet. I'm the type of person who likes transferring, like, 14 Rand for, like, Coke from my savings.
Oh, wow.
So... This, I think I was getting lunch, and then I'm trying to open the app and it's glitching, but I'm like, this is so usual. And then I use the USD code, and then later on I go on, and then I'm like, what am I seeing? Like, what is this? I literally switched my phone on and off because I thought, like, my phone has been hacked, because my phone is giving me, like, issues. So I thought my phone was hacked, like... Anyway, let's talk to experts.
Hey, man.
Let's talk to the tech
bros. But to tell you the truth, I think they should just do a survey before they introduce things. This app they keep bringing to us changing,
or like an announcement.
It's ugly. I can tell you. With this one, it's so ugly.
That
it's
is so rude. Ugly.
No, it is. Good thing I did not mention any banks. But anyway, we've got guys who are doing online banking every day.
Yeah.
We've got Emilio. Emilio, good morning, man.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, man?
I'm good.
Are you also part of that bank that changed recently? So when did you realize, Ray?
Honestly, I didn't react as badly as other people. I was just like, oh, this is new. Where do I find my... okay, there's the pin. Okay, where's my... okay, there's the balance.
Oh.
Okay, how do I get my SIM? Okay. Yeah, it is just difficult to navigate.
Yeah.
Were you not scared, though? Because now you're opening an app and you're seeing a total different interface. Were you not scared, like... Tando just said she felt like she was scammed or something. What went through your mind?
I'm too broke to be scared. For money. Like, it's like, who's going to steal from me?
They can't steal your zeros.
Exactly.
That's hectic, guys.
Yeah, and then we have Monde. Monde, I think he has an idea of how coding works, because now we also worried about safety.
Yeah.
So we need to know if it's safe to do online banking. We need to know if they are changing these things. Won't it have glitches? Because there was a time where people were complaining that their monies have gone out their banks, but luckily they were reimbursed. Monde, good morning, man.
Yeah, morning, morning.
So you're one of the people who just decide to change the interface of our apps.
No, I wish I was that lucky, but no.
Yeah.
There's other guys with superpowers who do that, yeah.
Yeah. What's your take on online banking?
Honestly, if I am real with you, you're never safe, because hackers are always looking for new ways to try and get your information so that they can get into your accounts. But what these companies, these banks that are doing, they're always trying to improve their strategies, trying to come up with new ways to defend. But the hackers are not sleeping and like, oh, no, the bank came up with a new strategy. All right, with you. They're like, oh, you do that? Oh, let's find another way to do it. So,
I actually have a question for our guests, actually. If you have an idea, like with changing stuff like that on an app that has so many users and who can have potentially so many users on the app for the same at the same time, especially when it's trending for that topic. And there's just like an influx of people going to an app that they've just developed or they've just worked on. What are the risks, you know, that we as consumers can be exposed to when there's like mass people on the platform trying to see what this change is about and it's just been introduced?
Okay, I think the best practice a company can do is first look at security. But then some of these companies have what I call a scalable database, meaning they don't know how many users they're going to get, but they're assuming that we might get such and such users. So what they do is they have a big database so that when you come on, it's fine, everything, and the security is okay. If you remember, there was this one time where Mr. Zuckerberg was on a panel in the US, you know, and they asked him this very same question that you asked me, and he was like, safety was not his main concern. He was like focused on just getting the platform to work and getting all the users in there. But now, what I can tell you, what I can show you with banks is they've noticed the trend, and some of them are getting on, some of them are not.
So for those that are asking themselves, what are we talking about banking online? So banking online means accessing your bank accounts and carrying out financial transactions through the internet on your smartphone, tablet or computer. It's quick, usually free, and allows you to do tasks such as paying your bills and transferring money without having to visit or call the bank. The fact that they are saying without visiting the bank, and you know what they say, if it's free, it's dangerous. For me, that alone.
If it's free, it's for me personally.
If it's free for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they keep changing things without letting you know, because it's free. You're not paying it. You're not a paying customer.
Can I add something? But that's subjective, though.
Yeah.
Think about it this way. I want to take $1,000 and give it to my friend. So now in the old days, you know, in the days, you really have your pockets full.
Yeah.
And you're in Jersey. You're working with $1,000. And yeah, you're looking over, are you happy and all? And then, you know, normally they let you go, but they're like, ah, something looks different about that guy. He's what? Oh, they go to you. Whereas you can, you're on your phone. Like, oh, my money needs $1,000.
Yeah.
You just go in there, you text, you type, click, 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 boom, send.
Yeah.
But shouldn't you be scared, because now you are using these apps on your computer, you are using them on your phone, and meaning you kind of like click on all the links that you might find on the internet, and they might end up hacking your phone.
Yeah.
So automatically, if your phone is hacked, it means now your banking is also at risk. Aren't you scared of that, guys, to say, if I go into this site, because you do get those messages or emails where they say, click on these links, and you give your phone to a kid. A kid doesn't know if I can't click here. And they just click whatever. You know, my kid, what they do, they go on Google Play, because my Google Play is linked to my bank account.
Oh,
so they would buy games. You just see the statement, and they would delete them as soon as the game is boring.
I bounce on again.
Nah,
you had money.
They did it 3 times. That's when I decided my phone is my phone now.
Oh,
so that was my last 100 and something.
Oh no.
Yeah. So aren't you scared, guys, of such situations where your phone gets hacked and now your money is at risk also?
Honestly, yeah. When you think of like all the possibilities for it to come in, like my computer, my phone, I think even if you just have it, you have your banking details on a different website, they can hack it from there. They don't even need to go through your phone. They can just go through the actual application that you've used it on. So yeah, that is actually kind of terrifying, especially because then you hear like, oh look, said company got hacked. Oh look, all their users' information is gone. And then you're like, wait, I was one of their users. Is my information part of that?
To be honest, I think I have experienced like a leak of financial information, because I've been getting SMSs that are trying to pose as this bank and that are saying that actually give the right amounts to some of the things that I'm paying for. And they say, you know, I tended to avoid judgment or to avoid such and such a thing, pay such and such an amount to this bank account. Mm. But because I know the structure of how they send SMSs and because I know the dates of when I'm supposed to pay, I can actually tell that this is not them. I respond to the SMS and I say, for sec. I'm not sure if I can say that. And then they respond back to me with like disgusting grammar, and they say swearing is not going to be an option, just pay. Do you know what I mean? So there are situations where our information is actually leaked, and this is a true story. I'm not making it up. You know, so how does someone avoid that, and how do we go about like fixing that when my information is out there and I'm a consumer? What do I do next? Do I call the bank to some guys my information is out there, and how do I get it fixed?
Okay, can I take this?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, what I've noticed is with banks, they nowadays, because they know these things are out there, so they send you sort of like an SMS or a disclaimer when you're on the app, like, listen, we would never send you an SMS for this.
Yeah.
And so it's always that thing. And also, what I've come to notice, like, guys, if something is too good to be true, it normally is. Yeah. I mean, you know, there was this one SMS that I got also.
Yeah.
Saying, someone who I'm a descendant of has left me inheritance of. Yeah.
Yeah, we get that a lot. You know, at some point when I'm broke, I even think, hey, it might be real, man.
You're like, nah, but I don't know anyone that rich. So, no, you just let it go. The thing is,
that's crazy.
The traps are there, but banks, what they do now is they will tell you, hey, this is not how we work. And they've also implemented something, if I might add. They call it a honeypot, whereas the user data that they have is protected, but they have they copy that data and put it somewhere else and let the hackers go in there. No, it's like a clone. It's not the real thing. It's like dummy.
So they make up this information. It's not your actual information. Yes. So if I have R8.75, they don't put R8.75 outside of the honeypots.
It can only
they put 12,000.
Yeah, it can even not be you. It's just a dummy data.
Oh.
So they let hackers go in there, and then when the hackers do, they put a tracker system in there, so that the attackers get traced to where the attacks are coming from.
Okay.
So they let them go in. It's like, you see, it's a rabbit. It looks like a rabbit. I mean, it's a carrot. Go in there, buddy. Have fun, and then. They trace them, yeah.
All right.
They say scammers are always looking for new ways to scam you. And one would say it's probably safer to change your password or PIN, whatever you call it, frequently online. So I'm just curious. This is me asking curiously because I don't remember the last time I changed my PIN. And see. I think I use the very same PIN in everything that I do. Getting scary for me now because I tend to forget them. You know, if we with Google, it does like save the pins, so that you don't have to keep
retyping. You don't have to like retype it. That's how you forget, actually.
Yeah. So me, I always clean my phone, and then now the password goes missing. So the best way is to just have the same pin. But that doesn't mean my bank has the same pin as everything else. Because I don't know who knows my pin.
I mean, maybe. There's not much you can find.
Yeah.
You have valuable information. Guys, but how much can you do with it?
I'm more cautious. Anytime after the 15, I'm cautious.
You're playing games.
So when was the last time you changed your pin anyway? Sure. Like, and what made you change it?
I haven't ever done it. So the pin I've used since
you opened it.
Yeah.
Same, actually.
Look like, guys, you are not even worried about being scammed or anything.
No.
Are you referring to your phone, bro?
No, like your banking app.
Oh.
Your PIN, like the one you use at your ATM to log into your bank. When was the last time, or how frequently, if you do make the changes, how frequently do you change it?
But that's the thing. That's the beauty of cell phone banking. You don't use a PIN. You use a password.
Even with the password.
Sana.
Is it a password?
With our bank. Yeah. Now
I'm curious what bank uses, but I'm not going to mention it.
I'm not trying to boost the sales.
Are you using the bank that recently changed its interface?
All I can say is they have a green theme color.
Oh, there's a green there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is very much confusing. You know why I left that one? You get paid on the 15th and then your money bounces 24 hours later or 48. So I was like, no, bye. Peace. Love you, Lou.
But no, thank you.
No, thank you.
Let me tell you, as much as they do that, I have to compliment them on their safety because I'm hearing about pins and banking. And I'm like, guys, the only time I have a pin to use is.
So let's actually fill you in. Like, when you have the app on your phone, right? And when you go to the ATM or when you make a payment using your card, you use the same pin.
Yeah, but that pin is only the one pin. And then. When I'm logging into my cell phone banking, I use a password, like my online password. Yeah.
Hey, lekker for you, man.
I think I left early.
You left early.
Instead of changing the app look, maybe they should introduce the ads.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
If you are connected to somebody there and you're watching, we have concerns as consumers. Okay, I just want to throw this to you guys. Like, for somebody who's listening to the show and they literally have the same concerns, what are some of the things that you do overall to protect yourself online, you know? Even if it's not necessarily with banking, just like online, like how do you avoid the trap and just make sure that you're always protected and your information is kept safe?
Okay, this is what I've learned from a previous cyber seminar, something like that, is that your passwords should not be your birthday, your kid's birthday, or anyone. Like, don't make it anything.
Not even your ID number.
Not, that's the worst. Well, they can
that's dangerous.
You'll find people putting 550933, and then you realize this is an ID number, man. I don't know what they're thinking.
Here's a simple password that you can make for yourself as a user out there. And I know it's long, but the thing is, if you can write it down somewhere and just remember it and make it non-related to anything that you use, you can literally say, I'm going out to look at the birds. That can be a password.
And it's quite long.
You can make it shorter.
I used to laugh at my mom for actually making her password sentences. Like, she's been on game for a very long time.
Yeah.
She would actually say, I have navy slippers 1, 2, 3.
Who would guess that?
She has seen it all, man. She's been on game.
That's rude.
But anyway, your banking apps is linked to different website. You know, you go online to shop and you put your card number there, you put your PIN there, and then you have to approve for the debit order to take place. So do you think that on its own is safe for you guys to do online shopping and link it with online banking?
I've actually got a little hack for that.
So
I have my main account, and then I would have an account that I would use for online shopping. So if I want to buy something online, I'm like, okay, cool, let me just transfer said amount of funds.
Yeah.
And otherwise that account is always no. So
yeah, that's a clever hack.
Yeah, so that if that one gets hacked because that's the associated account, there's nothing they're stealing. There's nothing there anyway.
There's nothing to steal.
Yeah.
That's actually so cool. That's actually so good.
Wow.
Ngozi, are you safe? Do you feel safe?
Me?
Yeah.
I feel safe because I've got a mattress in my house. So as soon as my salary pounds in, I take it out, all of it, put it under the mattress, you know, rather deal with me than pishing me online.
As Emilio said, though, that's a good idea. And I also, in a way, more or less work the same system.
Mm.
I have two accounts, and there's one account, I wouldn't call it a dummy account, but like my main account, where you will find maybe 10 bucks there, 10 rands or whatever, but in the other account, that's where I keep the rest of my clothes.
Yeah. I hate the way you're putting it.
Yeah.
Hey, you're still tuned into the Morning Fix, man. It's Thando Ngase and Honorable, and we are having our two guests on the show. We're having Emilio and we're having Monde telling us about online banking. How safe do you feel doing the online banking and stuff? You know, people have been complaining that, you know what, you can't just change things without letting us know. And I'm saying shopping and online banking, never mix them. You know, I've never lost money online, but I still don't buy clothes online.
Really?
Yeah, if you suggest to me to say you need to buy clothes at this store, I'll just give you the money and then
like
you buy with your card.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I prefer. I don't like banking with my, because you know what, sometimes I do things carelessly.
Mm.
You know, that's just me.
That's just you.
Especially when I'm paid. Hey guys, you should see the carelessness I have.
So would you rather actually just like all the time go to a store and actually make transactions there, so you don't feel
no,
like...
No, I come with the cash. I don't even trust the tapping.
Shut up.
Yeah. Because a lot of people in the stores, for me, I feel like they're working with the outsiders. You know when you are tapping, for me, that alone is
I
just
use my
too
phone.
Dangerous.
I use Apple Pay.
Yeah. Hey, no. I don't think I would do the tapping and stuff.
I would.
Good thing they had the option of, do you want to tap? Do you
oh,
not
want
to tap? So I was like, no, I don't want to tap. Because I know I would go around tapping things. I don't want to be tapping. So, guys, what do you think about the future of online banking?
Yeah.
You know, is this the last stage of online banking? Do you see us moving forward with online banking? If you do see us moving forward, what other features do you think in the future would have with online banking? Let me start with you, Emily.
The future of online banking, what's kind of weird is that South Africa is like one of the more advanced countries in terms of like online banking and like tap to pay and all of that. especially like with our malls and all of that.
Mm.
I don't know where the future is going. I mean, I think we are trying to move to a even less cardless space. I mean,
yeah,
like Apple Pay. We're trying to just
yeah.
get people to be able to get in, get out, and pay quickly. So I honestly think cardless future.
So we're going to the cardless future.
Yeah.
Sorry for you.
I was about to say I'm still worried with the card. Now they are saying I do have to go online.
Maybe
but
we'll pay with
saying.
Your finger or something. You know, we don't know.
No, we should go back to the old modern way. You know, just meet me at the CEO's office or financial office. Here's your envelope. Here's your money. I'm joking, man.
Monday?
This is Joburg.
Monday, what's
your
take?
Yeah. As Emilio said, he has a point. We're moving away really from card technology. There's something called a polymorphic card. It's
mm-hmm.
sort of like a device that you can put on multiple cards on there. You don't have to have a physical card.
Wow.
So you can go around with this thing, and I don't know if it's here yet. I haven't seen it. Yeah, but I think these advanced countries already implementing it.
I think Apple Pay has a similar feature, but I'm just not sure how advanced or how intricate it is, because on Apple Pay you can load like multiple cards and then you shuffle the card and you just use your phone to pay. But with someone like me whose phone is always on 20%, that's actually very risky. But I live in South Africa.
Well, you should be teaching me all of these things. Now you are talking about all the different
yeah.
cards being put on Apple Pay. You
yeah,
have one card, you are paying. I don't even know what's going on.
You know what Apple has actually implemented is called polymorphic technology. So they're advanced.
Yeah.
Products, but
I think for someone like me, they are not doing South Africa is not doing enough to introduce us to the 4IR industry or to introduce us to whatever is happening, the current technology that is currently happening. Because with me, I only know that the app is just there to just
check
if my money is really there. When you get an invitation, immediately go to the app and be like, okay, so how
verify.
Much do I have here? Yeah, so
to
yeah.
verify. That's so funny.
There's also something called a digital card, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's right. We're really moving away from the physical card.
Okay.
It's ending, bro. Get on the train, man.
Guys, let's speak about something lighthearted. I'm a lighthearted person.
Yeah.
What's your take on online shopping, especially as a guy? Because you heard Bonkosi say it's not his thing. So from both of you, I just want to know, is this something that you do often? And if so, please don't tell me about like Checkers 60. Or please don't tell me about Uber Eats. I actually mean like shopping.
You know, and I feel like I'm a hypocrite right now because I'm with Bongos.
Yeah.
Boring.
Thanks. Welcome to the club, man.
I don't like online shopping. The only
why?
It's not safe. My bro got hacked. Like,
oh my god.
They took money.
Oh no.
So I have been skeptical ever since.
Okay.
Trying to know what's out there, what's in there. But as I've said that though, I did go on Takealot.
Okay.
At least that's like the only platform that I'm using
okay.
for online shopping.
And you got your stuff on time.
Hey, let's not. Should I?
Okay, no.
Let's reserve. Let's reserve.
Emilio, what's your take, man?
You know, I like online shopping because of the catalog. Like,
yes.
You can get anything you want.
Absolutely.
You know, I like collecting things, you know, like all the books, all of that. So online, you can find these things. You know,
yeah.
you go to like a Facebook Marketplace or whatever the case may be. So
yeah.
you can really find these things. So I wouldn't say I'm addicted because I'm not, but I really, really do like
looking.
Checking out. The other thing is the deals. Sometimes going in store just doesn't get you the same.
It doesn't get you the same.
It
literally doesn't hit the same. I think I have the same sentiment in terms of like catalog. And also the convenience of it all for me is just like, well, I can be at work at 12 and actually look at a pair of shoes that I like.
To be honest, though, I don't do clothing shopping because, you know, sizing and all of that. Like, I know my size, but, you know, some places are 32s or 34s.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Places, and then, you know,
fair.
I don't like sending it back. So.
Guys,
before
we close it off, I just want to find out. This is just me knowing. What features would you like to have on your app right now? And which features do you think this one, I don't think they should have added it. I don't like it. I don't use it.
A password. I just learned that.
So you don't want a password?
I want a password.
Oh, a password. Oh, because Monday has one.
Yeah.
That is a feature he doesn't like.
Imagine that being a feature. I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm like,
I need I'm begging anybody for a password.
I'm shocked when you guys say PIN. I'm like, PIN?
That's crazy.
The only time I use a PIN is when I go physically to the ATM. I don't really have necessarily everything that I can take away, but I can say something that they've added that I like.
Yeah.
Before any transaction on the app, they always ask you, hey, bro, are you sure this is you? And then after you click yes, like, hey, this could be a scam. Are you sure? It's all that two-time thing of, like, yo. And they always notify you. If something goes on, hey, if someone sends you something, if something goes out, they always notify, hey, man, such and such is happening.
It's happening.
The cool thing, they have a message feature. The message feature is technically whatever transaction is taking place in your bank, whether it can be a 10 rand. Because remember some, they don't notify you. But
from a certain amount.
Exactly. But this one that I'm using, you can go into the message part and you can check transactions. Even if at 10 rand, you went to my friend, you can't. But no, baby, at such and such a time, you did this. So you're not always like, hey, man, what happened to my
mom? To be honest with you, I'm always like, what happened? Because I'm a transfer queen, this always happens to me.
They keep me on the loop. I know what's going on in my bank every time.
Yeah. I feel like Emilio and Tando, they take their risk.
Yeah.
They take their risk. They are like, they're out there trying to explore with their cards, trying to explore with the risk of losing their money.
You know? So if you try to scam me now,
yeah,
and you convert, say for example, my scammer is from like another country, say with a stronger currency, if they try to scam me, all of their effort and their time would absolutely go to waste. When they convert my 49 rand,
it's not
they're getting cents.
But now the thing is, you don't know who's attacking you. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Let's pray Zim doesn't hack you.
No, let's pray I don't get hacked. I don't get hacked.
Yeah, man.
That's not that prayer point.
We pray for everyone not to get hacked, even the old ones
that
are listening
at home.
That
prayer point that I don't get hacked. Mm.
Yeah. Continue being safe online. Emilio Monde, thank you very much, man, for coming
giving
us an insight.
Thank you for having us.
That was so insightful. I learned so much.
Now I know that there are risk takers and there are those who don't even consider the risk. And that's me right there. So right now it's time for us to hear from you what you had to say about online banking. But before that, let's do like this. When we come back, Tando, it's time for me and you to go.
Unfortunately, Sana, we're here for a good time and not a long time. So we're coming very close to the end of our show, but we would absolutely love to hear more from you guys. So keep those messages and those calls coming through.
Nemisa Radio.
I think online banking is a good thing because you don't have to go to the bank to do something that you can do in your comfortable place like home and wherever you could be, and it's easily accessible. And I use it frequently. Yes, it's just that it's bad when because they're so scammers, so-called scammers that use it to scam people, because we have to insert our banking details like the card number and everything on the system, and those people, they hack those systems and scam people. So it's bad because it's simple for scammers to scam people. But all in all, I think it's good because it's easily accessible.
Hi, my name is Vanessa. Online banking is the way to go. Online banking, it's the most successful smart app. Like, you can literally do anything in online banking, and it's very convenient. I do use it frequently for airtime, for e-wallet, for increasing the daily limit for a lot of things. So yes, I do. I use it frequently because some of the things, maybe I need to send my little sister, my little brother money, I can just do it in class. Even if I'm in class, I'll just get out for a few minutes, do it, then voila, good. Or if maybe someone is using, maybe my sister is using my card and the limit is limiting her to withdraw, then I can just do it while I'm at home or while I'm at school. Just increase the limit and done. And also I can just buy it and more data everywhere I go, anytime. So yeah, online banking is the way to go.
Unfortunately, it's time for love and a goodbye. Umnandu sawubona, so they say. Yeah. Ubaba ibhlungu, man.
Yeah, it's time for us to love and leave you, but obviously we don't want to leave here like we're not coming back.
No, we are.
But one thing actually I wanted to say, I actually also want a nickname, like an air name, because you call yourself Honorable and you're just here calling me like my name and surname.
What's up
with that?
And I did that as the Deliberately. Sorry.
Yeah.
Now my English is running away because now I'm worried about my online banking. Anyway. So I did that on purpose because I wanted you to kind of like, you know.
Oh.
So he's calling me by my name and not surname. That's why I keep emphasizing Tandunga. Yes. I could have just said Tando.
When are you going to stop? So, but because we've learned so much about like online banking, I think my new name is T-Money. What do you
think? T-Money.
Yeah.
The risk taker.
I'm manifesting money.
Yeah.
Like when I call myself T-Money, like, nya manifest at all.
Maybe I'm going to change the unscammable honorable. So.
Unscammable honorable. Yeah,
they've tried many times on my birthday, and they're like, okay, this guy is not working because now there's zero. Meantime, the money's under the mattress. I've lent it somewhere. I'm not going
to. Yeah.
Where I've lent it. So, anyways, Tando will be back next week with another more hot topics and games, man. It was fun today.
Absolutely. Today, Bongos is going to close us with something he's grateful for. So we want to do a thing where we keep like a gratitude journal at the end of the show. And we also just want to give you an opportunity to let us know what you're grateful for. So Bongosi, tell us, what are you grateful for this week or last week?
What I'm grateful for, I'm just grateful, man, for the mere fact that I work in a workspace where I don't feel like it's a workspace. More than anything, it's just me coming and doing my hobby, you know. To be honest with you,
a good time.
I hardly complain. I get worried when I hear someone from work saying, "Hey, I'm tired. I don't want to be here." And I'm like, "Come on! This is the best work environment you could ever have. I think we are one of the best working environment we have. So I'm grateful to be one of the people that got the opportunity to work in this environment. Honestly,
I am grateful. Love it. For me, I'm just honestly right now grateful for health.
Since you fasted, by the way.
No, outside of just fasting. So my immune system is so weak when the seasons are changing.
I meant to ask. Doesn't fasting affect your health? I mean, now you're not eating. You should be getting those vitamins and stuff, but you are depriving your body from that.
Yeah, so I actually read first before I did it. There are more benefits than there are like disadvantages. I think you fast according to your goal. So if you want to lose weight, your goal is going to be fasting in a way that is going to help your body lose weight. So it's going to, one of the benefits that I thought was so good is that it reduces your insulin levels. So when your insulin level is low, your body is able to burn fat quicker as opposed to your insulin levels being high. There's stuff like about it, like being able to give you like mental clarity, which I absolutely like am getting because I usually have brain fog. There's also some benefits that it's anti-aging. So I need that.
Wow. So much for being grateful, man. I don't know what I need. I don't think, but I would do fasting. Me, I've tried and it only lasted for like 6 hours. That was.
Let me see if I'm still on it next week. Maybe I'm on a hype because I'm like, for like 3 days.
Yeah.
But let me see if I'm still on it next week.
One day when I'm ready, we'll put this on a test.
On the test.
But anyway, man, thanks to everyone that was involved on the show.
Yes,
from
sir.
Our content producer to our technical producer. Ruzani is here. Musa is here. They've been making sure to do that. You know what?
Absolutely.
We have a smooth sailing show.
And that was delicious.
Yeah.
I think today's show was absolutely delicious. And we can only hope that you guys had a good time tuning into the show. Make sure that you join us again next week. We're here for the good vibes. Make sure that you sign into Nemisa TV, my angels.
Yeah, Nemisa TV.
Yes.
So that you can never miss an episode. You can get so much content, educational content. You can get even the show that we're doing here. You can listen to them live on Nemisa TV.
Absolutely.
So next time when we come live, probably and hopefully, would be live on every platform, including the Nemisa TV website.
Absolutely, but just make sure that you keep that name in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to thank myself for pulling through and learning about online banking. Thank to Tando for coming through, man. And you know what? Hopefully, this is one of many shows to come.
Absolutely. This was so fun for me.
I can tell by your facial expression that you did enjoy this one.
Yeah.
You know what?
I
was scared.
Were you
it
scared
was my
of me?
First show. And
so great.
You know what
you
get up to. As soon
props
as the show
you.
Is done.
I'm scared. I want to go home now. We love you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to Nemisa FM. This is The Morning Fix. T-Money signing out.
Bye-yo. Nemisa Radio.